Organizers of the rally say the goal is to increase awareness.
One out of every 100 adults in the United States is either in prison, currently in jail, or on probation.
Which Julie Kyle of Fayetteville says has a devastating impact on families and communities. She's helping put together the event and hopes it will provide a forum for a thoughtful debate about current policies within Arkansas and the U.S.
We aren't happy with the news that we see every day. The numbers of people who need help for drug and alcohol addiction, for mental illness, these people, a lot of them, find themselves at one point or another in prison or in jail. But there's a great lack of access to care.
Kyle notes statistics showing the U.S. leads all other nations in the percentage of citizens behind bars, and that about 3/4 of those are for nonviolent offenders. In the 1980s and 90s, the nation toughened sentences for drug offenses, which led to an increase in the prison population. Tanya Sochi is from Little Rock.
I have a loved one in Oklahoma serving life without parole for a nonviolent drug crime due to the mandatory minimum of a 3 strikes, you're out.
Kevin Ott was on parole for his second drug conviction, which was in Arkansas, when he was arrested in 1996 with 3 ounces of methamphetamine. Sochi says he had been selling to support his addiction.
So instead of getting the rehab that he asked for when he got arrested, they just threw him in jail. And then the third time, he's gone for life. Unless change is made, the man's going to die in prison for a nonviolent drug crime. And he's not the only one. There's thousands of them. It's just horrible how we're treating them, and when they should be hospitalized and getting help.
In recent years, lawmakers around the country have been reassessing drug laws. Republican State Senator Jeremy Hutchinson of Benton is chairman of the Arkansas Senate Judiciary Committee. He notes passage of a law 3 years ago intended to ease prison overcrowding by reducing sentences for some property and drug crimes.
I think there's certainly an open mind at the legislature. We passed Act 570 in hopes that we would not be incarcerating nonviolent, mostly drug addicts, and we wanted to increase the number of people on probation and not incarcerate them.
But that was before 8-time parole absconder Daryl Dennis was arrested last May, charged with committing a murder in Little Rock. He was free at the time, despite multiple felony charges and parole violations. Also, the murder happened less than 30 hours after his release from the Pulaski County Jail. Senator Hutchinson says the outcry caused by Dennis's case prompted lawmakers last year to tighten laws for those on probation.
The pendulum may have swung a little too far, and now you've seen the legislature retrench and try to strengthen probation and actually do incarcerate more people who certainly abscond or violate terms of their probation.
As a result, Arkansas now has a record prison population, with many backed up in county jails waiting for bed space in state prisons. Hutchinson says he does support trying to find ways to provide counseling.
Absolutely. You know, as a prosecutor, I saw a lot of crimes and mental illness or post-traumatic stress disorder. There's a lot of alcoholism, drug addiction, and those fuel a lot of our crimes. Now, the problem is it costs money, but the more preventative measures we can take by getting people treated for their issues, whether they be mental or addiction, I think that certainly will pay dividends.
In the case of Daryl Dennis, yesterday, Pulaski County Judge Chris Piazza ordered a mental evaluation of the suspect who wants to represent himself in court. Hutchinson says sentencing guidelines could be revised in next year's legislative session, but acknowledges it's a struggle for lawmakers to balance providing treatment for nonviolent offenders and protecting the public from those who are a threat to the community.
We want to look at the statistics, the evidence, the numbers, and try to strike that happy medium.
Today's rally is the culmination of a week of awareness events by the National Coalition Seeking an End to Mass Incarceration. It begins at 1 in the state capitol rotunda. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.